Welcome to our podcast. My name is Daniel and today I have Tim with me. So, how are you doing, Tim?
Thanks for asking, Daniel. I'm actually pretty exhilarated to be talking about this topic today. What about you?
I'm quite interested in this topic as well. Please tell me what brought you here today.
Yeah, sure. Today we're going to be talking about food waste, more specifically on how to reuse, or in other words, recycle food waste.
Sounds good, but before that, mind telling me on why you are so excited about talking about food waste? It's not really a popular topic to talk about, after all.
Well, in my family, we aren't necessarily the best at recycling, so I plan to help others instead, since I can't convince my family that much.
Interesting, but if you don't mind me asking, why doesn't your family listen to you?
It's a bit more complicated. After all, I'm still just a minor, a child, and I really have a lot of saying in my family, since I'm the youngest. But I believe you can relate to me, since we're almost about the same age.
Yeah, I can relate to a further degree, but not that much, since I haven't spoken to my family about this topic yet. Alright then, enough chit-chat. Let's start with the actual topic now. Do you waste food on a daily basis, or are you rather more of a person who likes to stockpile food and reuse it?
My family usually wastes a bit of food. Not that much, but it's still a considerable amount. Our way of buying too much food is a really bad habit. I hope we'll get rid of it.
Furthermore, what would you advise others to do when they want to get rid of that habit?
Well, I'd advise to definitely think about the food you need and don't need. Don't get distracted by good-looking snacks you might find in the store. You can also take the seeds of some fruits to plant them again, like one of a apple. It might take longer, but it's still a good way to recycle the food scrap you're not going to use again. You can make a list before going shopping as well, so you don't get distracted by other stuff.
That's a pretty good way of controlling what you would like to buy, and it also avoids any future situations where food gets rotten. Let's make another scenario. If I finish cooking and have some waste, like potato peels left, what should I do with them?
Potato peels are really easy. You can just fry them into chips or combine them together to make nachos. Other waste that doesn't have a wide variety like that can just be composted.
What if I don't have a compost bin at home? Do I do a small garden or not a garden at all?
If you don't have a place to compost or replant them, I'd advise sticking to the reusing part. Like if you're living in an apartment, obviously you're not going to have a garden nor a compost bin. But for example, with banana peels, you can just make tea out of it if you can't compost it.
How can you make tea out of it for people who don't know?
Well, you can obviously add the banana peels to water, let it sit for a few days to make banana peel tea. It can be used as a fertilizer for indoor plants. You might have, if you plan on drinking it, combine it with cinnamon or honey to add flavor.
Another question would be, due to my curiosity, what would you advise me to do if I don't want to compost my food waste?
That's a great question. You could just replant the food waste if you can. It's a really good answer if you don't want to compost it.
When you cook, how much of the food you prepare? Do you throw it away?
Well, mostly, of course, the normal parts, since my mother is like the cook in the house, like potato peels, unnecessary fat, bones, and so on. I find it a bit heartbreaking to see my mother just throw away things that could be reused for other ingredients.
What might be some benefits of reducing food waste?
The best part of it might even be saving some money, since if you cook the food waste, you're going to obviously last out longer with the food you already have.
Do you have any tips for people to reduce their food waste?
If you want to know step by step on how to cook some food using food scrap, you should check out Carly Boudreau on YouTube or Instagram. She's very good at just making up like simple recipes you could like use for potato peels and such.
Alright, do you compost your own food waste, or is there anything stopping you from that?
Well, as said, my parents don't compost food waste, which is hindering me from doing that, quite obviously.
Now here comes the fun part. What foods can you make out of food waste? For example, to eat when coming home.
Now, you can't really make an entire meal just out of food waste. It's not a science breakthrough. Imagine how much food waste you would have to keep to make entire meals out of that. You can make components from a meal out of the food waste, bake leftover bread crusts, and boom, you could just have some croutons for soup or stew. It's that easy. Or just throw some lemons you squeeze the juice out of instead of a water bottle, and there you go. Infusion is ready to go.
That seems like a harness good solution for food waste. So in summary, you can compost, cook, replant and infuse food waste. I'm guessing that's the only part of how to manage food waste.
Of course, if I go on about how to manage food without a break, I'd die from starvation and tiredness.